Today's daf is Baba Basra, daf Tzadi Gimel, and we are on Tzadi Beis Mabeis, as we yesterday had a haschala here in the sixth parak of Maseches Baba Basra, parak HaMocher Peros, and we got into the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel, whether Ein Holchin B'mamon Achar HaRov, across the board, or not. Right, Rav said, Holchin B'mamon Achar HaRov, and that's why if I sell an ox and I sold it, that was the mocher. I thought that you were going to shecht it, but you wanted to have it for plowing, and it was a wild ox. So is it a mekachtos or not? Rav says, yeah, it's a mekachtos. Why? Because rove people buy oxen to plow with, and therefore, if you bought it to plow with, and I said, well, I didn't know, I thought you might wanted to eat it, tough luck on me. Ein holchem mamonach harov, and therefore it is a mekachtos. Well, Shmuel says, no, you go after the rove, for sure, it's a din daraisa, it's a pasuk in chumash. Acharei rabim lahatos. You go after the rove, but that's only by isurim. That is not by dini mamonis, and therefore we have the principle of ein hakav b'mamon achar harov. We discussed the Tosfos in Maseches Baba Kama on Daf Chav Zayin Mabez, where Tosfos discusses why don't you say a kal v'chomer if you go after the rove by dini nefashos to kill somebody, you should go after the rove by dini mamonis for sure. So Tosfos quoted, no, rove b'dayanim is a different type of rove. And we saw the Achronim that explained that as well. We spoke about, yesterday we brought up the Mishnah from Maseches Ksubis from the second parak there, to try to prove, Rav or Shmuel. Because there we spoke about that if there's a machlokas between the wife and the husband about the Ksuba, nobody remembers whether she was a Psula or not, so she has to bring Eidim that she was a Psula. And if she doesn't bring Eidim she's a Psula, then she loses. She only gets a Ksuba of 100. And the Gemara asked, but what do you mean? Well, most women are Psulos Nisos. So therefore you should go after the rove. So the Gemara spoke about, no, there's also a kol involved. The fact that there is no kol, that's a reyasa, and therefore we put the miyut together with the other side, and that's why there wouldn't be a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel in this case. Just one hosafa on that, and then we'll continue. Four lines from the bottom, tashma, and that is, in terms of the chiv of ksuba, there are a number of chakiros that are discussed when it comes to ksuba. Well, first of all, we know whether ksuba is daraisa or darabanan is a machlokas tanaim and a machlokas Rishonim. Gemara Ksubis in Andav Yud discusses the Shita of Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Ksubis Isha min HaTorah. Ksubis Isha is Daraisa, based on which Pasuk, Kesev Yishkol Kamar Apsulos, while other Tanaim say, no, Ksubis Drabanan. Right? Why is it Drabanan? So that Shalotei Kalabeinav Lahutziya. So it's not easy for a man to divorce his wife. He'll think twice because he has to pay, and therefore that'll help keep marriages together. So Machlokas Daraisa Drabanan. Tosas there quotes the Machlokas we showed him. Right, whether that we just said the machlokas tanoim. Rov Rishonim hold that ksubas isha is durabanan. Rov Rishonim. The Rambam gives a little hint that there's something of daraisa. The Rambam mentions ksuba in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, in the Koteret to Hilchas Ishus. Getting married is a mitzvah, according to the Rambam. That's clear. So the Rambam writes in the Koteret, in the categorization of the mitzvah, Lisa Isha, Biksuba, Vikidushin. If ksuba is fully drabanan, what's the Rambam putting ksuba into the definition of the mitzvah? Just that's one ha'ara. There are many others as well that seem to say the Rambam has some element of ksuba, which is daraisa. But again, me'ikra dini paskins, like the Tanoim, that say ksuba sisha is drabanan, like Rov Rishonim. But Tosfos there, in ksubas Dav Yud, starts off, chachamim tiknu, mashma the ksuba drabanan, v'chem ba'isha rabba, ma'ikamar tkin lo ksuba kshlo tekanal ba'inav lahutsiya. Alma, stoma, dahashas, ksavar de ksuba drabanan. Vikasha, Tosfos asks from the minog of Klal Yisrael, that in the ksuba we write, de noagu lichtov biksuba kesef zuze mason, de chazu lechi mida oraisa. We say that lashon. So what do you mean that you're roy to get me daraisa? Isn't that a raya from the minhag olam that it's daraisa? V'yomer Rabbeinu Tam, the samchina and Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rabbeinu Tam says, yeah. Rabbeinu Tam argues. Rabbeinu Tam holds that ksuba is daraisa. Based on this, it's a machlokas hasugyas, and we paskin like Rav Shimon ben Rav Shimon Gamliel, and Tosfos continues and goes through. Other Rishonim say that no. Either you can take out the word daraisa in the ksuba, or even if you have it in, it doesn't mean that the ksuba is daraisa, it just means that you're using money that is recognized on a daraisa level. Kesef zuze mason dechazu lechi mi daraisa. Not that it's roy to you. It's a little, the wording is a little not clear, but that's how other Rishonim would understand. That even if it's drabanan, it just means you're using bona fide money that is roy. So that is one machlokes in the Rishonim. But the Achronim have a number of chakiris regarding suba. Number one, and that is usually chiyuvim are clear when they start. I obligate myself to do something for you. Okay, I obligate myself to you today. Ksuba is a little different. The husband obligates himself based on a future event. It kind of smacks of asmachta a little bit, whether a person is obligates himself. But by asmachta, it's that really the commitment is not yet. The commitment is purely in the future. If something happens, then I'll commit myself. A ksuba, something does happen right away. The way that the Reb Chaim formulates it in the Grach al Hashas, it's a chiyuv l'chayev. When the wedding takes place, or when the ksuba is written, it's an obligation to obligate myself in the future. But it's a real obligation now, whether it's daraisa or darabanan. So that is a question in the Achronim. Again, it's in Kuf Chavav. If you look in the Sefer Chakiros, which has all the Chakiros listed, see, he has five Chakiros related to ksuba that the Achronim go into. Number one is this one that we just said. Chakur Rashi Yeshivas. Im kfar b'shas nisuin yeshchov gamur, v'rak ha'gviya hi la'achar misa sabal o gerishin, o shebizvana nisuin ein shum chiyuv, v'rak la'achar misa sabal chayev lasiz lo'as ha'ksuba. Right? Whether there's some type of chiyuv to be mischayev, or no, there's no chiyuv really until later on. One chakira. Another chakira. He quotes from the Chiddush Reb Shmuel there in Ksubis. Ha'im heim tluyim beheter nisuin befoal o bebiru shahabal meis. Another chakira. When is the ksuba obligated? When the, based on the allowance of the woman to get remarried? Or knowledge that the husband died? Bevadai. Lamai nafkamina. There are some kulas, some situations where we can allow the woman to get remarried, even though we don't know beveru. Right? If the woman says meis bailei, she's believed legabe hetera linase, because we assume daiko mitzvah, we assume that she's not going to mess herself up with the children. But we don't know for sure. That's a discussion, beishama beisila, the mishnayos and yavamis, whether ksuba goes automatically with heter linase, or ksuba has to go with vadai meis baila. Number two. Number three. What if a woman loses her ksuba? Let's say it's a case of those mishnayos, the mishnah ksuba stafayin beis, about a woman who's overus al das moshe das yehudis. So is that there was a chiv of ksuba? This is related to the first chakira, but there's a knas or an onesh that she's not going to get paid, or al das kein lo nischayev habal. There was never a chiv in situations where the woman would be overus al das moshe or yehudis, as is described there in the mishnayos. Also, a chakira. And finally, the last chakira that he quotes here, and he quotes achronim for all of these, obviously. And the last one is another question of the achronim. A woman who loses her ksuba based on the maisa's nus. Is it because shehi garma, ha'im hu mishum shehi garma la'atzma lahe aser abayla, o mishum maisa's nus atzma shadas kein lo ischayv abal. And he continues, of course, that from Shimon Shkaf. But either way, this is a lot of discussions in the sugyas of the chiv of ksuba and when the chiv of ksuba starts and if the chiv of ksuba is ever lost. Those are the questions. Those are the litmus tests to figure out when a ksuba is obligatory or not. One final shita, and that is Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer and ksubis. On Daf Yud there, in the Sugya of Daraisa Durabanan, he has a middle approach, maybe like the Rambam that we mentioned. He says, and he uses the magical Lashon here, which we've mentioned in the past, is only used twice in all of Shas, Masra HaKasav L'Chachamim. That's the language that the Chassam Sofer uses. You look at the Chassam Sofer on Chidusha Maksubis, he learned it a couple of years. So this is the one in Tav Kuf Pei Beis, 1822. He has Tav Kuf Samach Beis, Tav Kuf Pei Beis. Maybe they had a 10-year cycle in Hungary with Chassam Sofer. But either way, this one is from Tav Kuf Pei Beis. So he says, V'ikra kol nilani yazayti lachriya bedvarav. Devadei min ha-Torah litin la-shum osar. U'masran ha-kasav l'chachamim v'shiru chazal da'atam b'shum shlo tekal ben avotzia. It's a drabanan daraisa overlap. V'chom asheru l'sakin bazesh aydei kein lo tekal bein avlotzia hakolu min haTorah hanimser l'chazal kimo meleches chalamoid b'davar she'eino avid v'kiyai gavna tuva. He says you have many examples. What's the principle of masar hakasav l'chachamim? As we have mentioned, most of the time the rabbanan just explain what the Torah's kavana was. Once in a while, the Rabbanan are able to create the contours of the halacha itself. Not that this is what the Torah means, but we have the flexibility and we have the authority, and the Torah wants us to create the contours. not just figuring out what the Torah meant, but deciding basically what the Torah meant. That's the principle of Masra HaKasol v'Chachamim. Again, it's mentioned by Malachas Kalamoid, Rav Asher Weiss, and the Minchas Asher in Dvarim, in Simin Chav Zayin, lists off the two places that it has it in Shas, Chagigu Yurches and Bechoros Chavav, and then he quotes a number of Rayas where other Rishonim use it, five others, and this is another one. I don't think he has this one here. The Chacham Sofer here, in Ksupis, Daf Yud, Amid Aleph, Masra Akasav Lechacham. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara now, Tashma, fourth to last line. Hamocher, again, we're still trying to prove, Rav and Shmuel, about Ein Hocha B'mamon Acha Harov, or not. Let's see. Tashma says the Gemara, Hamocher, Eved Lechavei Rov, and Nimsa Ganav Okubyustus, Higiyu. If somebody sells an Eved to their friend, then it comes out that the Eved is a Kubyustus, either means a kidnapper, the Rashbamir says, Gonev Nefashos, right? So I can't live with an Eved that's a kidnapper. So I want my money back. I want to give this person back to you. So, what's the halacha? Higiyu, tough. Higiyu. The buyer has to keep the eved. There is no mekach tos. Rabbeinu Tam, in Tosfos here, quotes, maybe it doesn't mean a kidnapper, maybe it means a misachi bekuvia, a gambler. Somebody's going to steal all my money, somebody also. Either way, that is the kuvyustis. Listim mizuyim, but if the eved is an armed robber, listim mizuyim, Rashbam, second to last line, Horeg nefashos, visofo lehareg. He's an armed robber who is ready to kill if he needs to, which ultimately means he's probably going to end up being killed. That's the Rashbam. Horeg nefashos, visofo lehareg. So in this case, it's even worse. It's not somebody I just have difficulty living with, but I'm going to lose my money soon. O muchtav lemalchus, or he is already written to be killed by the government. O merlo, hare shalcha lefanecha. In that case, he could give back the eved. Hare shalcha lefanecha. He sold him a gavra ketila. He's already a dead man, and therefore that it would be what we would call a mechatos. So ask the Gemara, Reisha, my taima, what is the reason that in the Reisha, in the case of God of Erkabustus, the Lokeach loses? Why does he have to keep it? Lav mishum deruba hachiyas nehu. Isn't it because you go after the rove? Isn't this a raya to Rav and Akasha and Shmuel? You go after the rove, most avadim or ganovim o kubyustasin, and therefore the ladas kain knaot, the Rashbam says, based on this das, the Lokeach bought the Eved, it's as if you were Makabil, and therefore you see, because most Avadim are like this, and therefore he has to keep it. Riot to Rav, Kashan Shmuel, answer low, Kulu Achias Nehu. This isn't a Rove, this is a case of Kol. And therefore, it is different. Even Shmuel would agree, you don't go after the Rove, but you go after the Kol, every case, and therefore the Kol is Vadai. And therefore, no kasha on the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. Like yesterday, we changed it from kol to rov by the case of the kol, by the psula. So here, we change it the other way. Period. Tashma, third try. The Mishnah that we already mentioned in the Rashbam yesterday. The Mishnah in Bava Kamma, Daf Mem Vav, the beginning of Shar Shanagach. Shar Shanagach has a parav nimsu ubra betzida, an ox gores a cow. And the fetus of the cow is found next to the cow. And you don't know, we don't know, if the ox killed the cow before the cow gave birth. And then the ox is responsible for killing the baby also, the fetus. Or the baby, I know which one I just said, or the cow gave birth before the ox gored it, and therefore the baby was just born as a stillborn, the fetus, and it wasn't the ox's fault. So which is it? We don't know. It's not Yadua. The Rashbam notes the Gemara there that says, it says, Enu Yadua, that means it's not known, Lebezdin, Velo Edim Yodim. Bezin and Edim do not know. Avalheim Yodim. Doesn't say Eni Yodeya. It says Eni Yadua. Meaning these people say that I know and they're Tainabari. Or they say, no, it happened before, it happened after. Eni Yadua means we don't know. So, if this case takes place, and we don't know, so what's the halacha? Machlokas Tanoim. But the Mishnah here quotes at least the first opinion, which is the opinion of Sumchis. Mishalim Chatzi Nezek Laparav or Avia Nezek Livlad. What do you do? We're talking about a case of shartam, and therefore you're paying chatzi nezek. So for the para, which you know for sure was vadai gord, so you pay chatzi nezek. fine. And then for the baby, you're not sure. This is mamon hamuta basafeg. And Sumcha says, you're going to split that. So at most, we're talking about here is half, because it's a short time. So what's half of half? A quarter. And that's why we pay Revia Nezek Levlad. That's the Mishnah in Baba Kama. Says the Gemara of Yamai, now we're asking the other way, the Kasha on Rav. According to Rav, if you go after the Rove, why don't we go after the Rove here? Lema halach acharov paros, go after most cows. Verov paros, misabros viyoldos. And most cows have fetuses that are alive. Misabros viyoldos give birth to live fetuses. And therefore, the Rove here is that this baby, this fetus, was killed by the ox. Because most babies, when they're born, are alive. So vaday, it was machmas, the goring, that there was a miscarriage, that the fetus came out dead. And therefore, why don't we assume that you go after the rove, and it's a kasha on rock. If you look at the last few lines, in the skinny lines in the Rashbam, v'hilkach, vaday, hashar nogcha, ba'oda mu'beres, umitokach ipila, v'lechayev balashar chati nezek levlan. Why don't we say that the Baal Hashar is Chayef Chati Nezek also on the Vlad, not just on the mother. Ela Vadai, Ruba B'mamon, Elav Klumhu. It must be, the Mishnah is assuming, you don't follow the Rove, and therefore, it's a Raya to Shmuel, and it's a Kasha on Rav. That's the Gemara's question. Isn't there a Rove here? Back to the Gemara, no. Hassam, over there, it's not Vadai. And it's not, there are other issues involved. Why? Mishum de Misafkalon. De Ikala Meimar, there are other possibilities what would have happened. De Ikala Meimar, Mikame Asa, Umi Biasusa Hipila. Either the ox attacked from the front, the cow saw the ox coming, and the cow was scared, and because of the trepidation, and because of the state that the cow was in, being scared from the bull, that's what caused the miscarriage. Right? It wasn't any physical touch. It was just mi biatusi hipila, or vigal meir meachora asa, or maybe the cow came from the bull came from the back umin gachnocha vipila, or maybe it was the physical, and then he would be chayiv, right? Maybe he wouldn't be chayiv because it was just, as we'll see in a second, grama, as Hashem, or maybe it was direct from the back, and it was because of, and he should be chayiv. Havi mamon hamuta basafik, chomamon hamuta basafik cholkin, meaning there are different rules. In this regard, we're not sure exactly what caused. Meaning, even if you want to say that the shor caused the death, how did the shor cause the death is not clear. And therefore, we cannot be mechayiv, even if you want to say you go after the rove, right? Rove give birth alive, and therefore the shor must have caused the death. We don't know how the shor caused the death, and therefore there's going to be a ptur. If you look in the Rashbam on the fifth wide line, the Rashbam says, if it was not direct touching, but it was just because of being scared, machmas pachad, that's not going to be chayiv. Why? That's like the Gemara at the beginning of the sixth parak in Baba Kama, Dafnun Vav, Hamavis Chaveiro, Pater Midine Adam. If somebody scares their friend and in that way damages them, they're going to be Pater Midine Adam. It's a terrible thing to do. You're not a great tzaddik, but Pater Midine Adam. V'koshekein behemto ha-mava'aseis l'beimis chaveiro. If a person doesn't do an animal, he's going to be Pater. Surely an animal that doesn't do an animal. Why? Three words. Degrama benizakin Pater. As we had a number of times already way back in the second parak, Grama benizakin is Pater. That does not mean that it is mutter. It just means that it is Pater. It's obviously an avera to do that, but there is no chiyuv for nezek in that case. So that's why here too, we're not sure how exactly the damage happened. If you look in Tosfos has a different formulation of the heter. Tosfos in Dibur Maschil Ika. Ika lameir mikama aso mi biatusan hipila, right, from the being scared. And what does that mean? In Lumdis, how does it work? Says Tosfos, "V'smoch miuta de mapilos lemiut de mibiatusa hipila." It's also a miut of cows that get scared and have miscarriages because they're scared. You know, it's much more probable that if the animal died, you know, the fetus died, it was because he was gored, not because he was scared. So that's two miuts. Put two miuts together, says Tosfos, to get a psak. Number one, there's a miut of animals that just miscarry. There's a miut, and the fetus is born, you know, not alive. There's a miut of animals that miscarry because of being scared. The Isra la Ruba, the Rove Misabras Viyoldos. So those two miuts together undermine the Rove of Misabras Viyoldos. So therefore there's a rove. Rav says you go after the rove. But in this case you don't go after the rove because there are two miyats against the rove. There are two miyats that can undermine the rove, and therefore that's why it's going to be mutter. The Shev Shmaitza, in the first Shmaitza, in Shmaitza Aleph, Shev Shmaitza is the Ksos is drushus that he gave, they say, at his seven Sheva Brachas. Shev Shmaitza, seven topics. So we have the Ksos, Rav Aryeh Leib HaKohen Heller, we have the Ksos on Choshe Mishpat, we have the Avni Miluim on Evan Ezer, and we have the Shev Shmaitza on different Sugis HaShas. So therefore, in Shmaitza Aleph and Parachaf, he discusses the Pnei Yoshua. The Pnei Yoshua discusses the Tosfos there, whether we're Motzi Mamon based on a Svek Sveka. That's the issue that's discussed in the Rishonim and the Achronim. So he quotes the Pnei Yoshua, and then he quotes, what about from our Gemara? Isn't our Gemara based on a Svek Sveka? He quotes our Tosfos. He quotes first the Gemara. The question the Gemara asks, the Makshi Ashas, the Rav, the Amr B'Mamon Holchanach Rav, Mimastis, the Shor Shenogach Zapar Diachloku, Af Agav Sherov Nash Brov Paros Misabres Violdov. What's the answer? Ikal Meimar Mikamanocha O Meachoran Beatusa Hipilo Av the Grama the Potter. So isn't our Gemara a case of Svek Sveka? Asks the Shev Shmaitza. Suffek, it happens. The animal died inside, or suffek, it happened from the ox. And even if it happened from the ox, maybe it happened from the front, maybe it happened from the back. So, and what do you see from here? That the case, that we agree here, that you're not motzi mamon, ein ochel mamon achar rov, in this case. Why? Because it only has to be a quarter for the baby. So you see, doesn't this Gemara prove that it's by Svek Sveka we're not motzi mamon? So the Ksos says here, the Shev Shmaitza, maybe not, based on Tosfos. It's not a case here of two Svek, it's not a Svek Sveka, that's not the issue here. The issue is two miyuts undermining the rov. That's what's going on here. It's not too, it's not the Svek Sveka. And therefore, there's no raya from this Gemara. Umavur dach Sveka, the Emer Kodem Shinocha Yolda, the Emer Beatusa, Hanach Tarti Eno El Safik Echad. It's really one Safik with two mutes. We're not sure, did this animal, was this animal born normally or not? Right? So, alive. So these two miyuts knocking out. Elahani chei miyutin mitztarfin l'mashvi safik. Veinu elamechza almechza v'su lekasvek seika v'zebarer. So that's the Ksos looking at the Tosfos. The Shev Shmaitza takes all the Rishonim, the Tosfos and the Rashbot, all from all over Shas that have to do with safik and chazaka and rov, and that's what most of his sugyas, his Shmaitzas are about. But that's where he discusses our Tosfos. One final point, and the Rashba here discusses. Isn't there, this is just opens up our eyes a little bit in terms of how these types of questions could work. He's answering another question, but he quotes our Gemara in that context. What about another miyut? Miyut that many cows don't even become pregnant. Right? Rove animal, what rove are we talking about? We're talking about a rove that are misabros fiyoldos live babies. So the Tosfos quotes two miyuts. Right, maybe a miyut that have babies that are not alive, and a miyut of animals that get scared when the bull is coming. So the Rashba there in Yevamos Kuf Yutes, isn't there another miyut of animals that don't even become pregnant? Says the Rashba, no, that miyut has nothing to do with us. That's not relevant. Because the only time that you could have a miyut is a miyut that's going against, that's within the same world as the rove. We're talking about animals that are pregnant. Animals that are pregnant, what happened to animals that are pregnant? Do they have live babies? Do they not have live babies? Do they get scared from oxen? Do they get not scared from oxen? Right? Animals that don't become pregnant, so that's not a miyut that affects this rove at all. Right? Whenever you have rove and miyuts, it's always important to formulate what is the population that you're talking about. And what is the rove and the miyut that is shayach? The Mishnais and the Gemaras at the end of the first paragraph of Maseches Ksupas discuss this. Let's say you have a baby. You're not sure, if the baby is Jewish or not. So you have a rove and the miyut of the people in the city. You have a rove and the miyut of the people passing through the city. You have a rove of Jews in the world. You have a rove of people who are rapists in the world. Like, who do you go by? What rove do you determine? So that's a lot of what the question is by rove and miyut. This Rashba highlights that question, that the miyut of animals not having babies, not getting pregnant, is not shayach to this rove, because that's not the population that we are talking about. Okay, one final point, and then we will continue to the next case. The Chashuk Yechemet, I think we'll have two today. The Chashuk Yechemet here discusses the following tragic case. Sheila, Isha Hara Nasa Mechonet, a pregnant woman was in a car. V'hine lefeta sata rechav kaved v'yamal listakes b'mechonit. All of a sudden, there's a huge, you know, truck that starts going in front of the car, and the driver had to slam on the brakes and stop short. Hanosim partzu b'zakat ayim, and Baruch Hashem, the car was able to stop and not go into the truck. But right behind them was another car, and the car behind them smashed them. Rechamon Elislam, the woman was taken to the hospital, she lost her baby. And the question is, you know, was this, what exactly caused it? Was it the shock of almost crashing into the car in front? Or was it the one in back? Right afterwards, you don't know exactly what caused it. So he quotes this, our Gemara, was it from the ox from the back, or was it being scared from the front? If you have a suffix. So the, Mamana Mudu B'Safik Cholkins, he quotes our Rashbam, Mavur Barashbam, Shesafik Zeh, Shemehi Pila, But then he quotes, but if you look at Tosfos has the two mutes that we just spoke about. Maybe Mavur Medivriya Tosfos, that the chash of Mibiatusa Hipila, that's a mute with the mute of Mapilos. But here, you don't have that. Lufiza Yotze de Oso Rechev, Shegarim Lapachad, who mute. Maybe he's chayv din shemayim, not the first one. But then he says, "Lamaisa calls Eben Ogel at Tashlume Nezikin al Hadam Harav sheibda val Tipule Beit Cholim v'dmei ambulance." But zeh chayv Yoser mibala mechonit shenitka meachorei. Aval Eben Ogel lechiyah b'din shemayim al apachad shenigram la borer shaharechav hagadol sheba mimul chayv l'shalim. Right, that's the chiyah b'dinei shemayim. Zos kedin mavis as chaveiro, chiyah b'dinei shemayim, and therefore it would be the one in front, Rachmana l'slan. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara Lema Ketanoi. Let's say this machlokas Rav and Shmuel is parallel to an earlier machlokas Tanoi. Shor shahaya roev and imsa shor harug b'tzido. There was an ox that was there, shor shahaya roev, and there was another ox found dead. And you find, see, blood on the horns of one ox. Even though one is known as a wild and one is known as not a wild, you didn't see what happened. Ein omrim biyadua shezen nagcho v'zen nashcho. Doesn't matter. Even if you see one ox galloping around and it's known as a wild ox, and the other one is just on the floor dead, you can't know. Even though there's circumstantial evidence, you can't know in this case. Rabbi Acha Omer, Rabbi Acha says, no. Gamala Ocher Ben Agmalim, Venimsa Gamal Harug Betzido. What's the case? Some are familiar with this from other contexts, from Sanhedrin and elsewhere. Gamal Ocher Ben Agmalim, what does that mean? A camel that is in the mating season. See, he's going crazy. So Gamal Ocher Ben Agmalim, when camels are in the mating season, they're going crazy, and you see one camel in the mating season jumping up and down and going crazy, and you see another camel dead that was gored. So Rav Acha says, even in that case, that it wasn't Kavana Lahazik. It was just in the mating process. V'nimsa gamal haruk v'tzido b'yadua shezahargo. Rav Acha says, even if he wasn't known to gore, if it was just mating, so then it's going to be chayiv. So surely, in the Tanakama's case, where you see an animal that's known for his goring, and you see another ox next to it, that's going to be chayiv. So it's a machlokas tanum. But wait a minute. This machlokas is not about any type of rove. It's about chazaka. It's about the chazaka of if we see a wild animal here, so then wouldn't that be enough? Whether you go after umdina or chazaka. So says the Gemara, Savrua, deruba v'chazaka hiyadadinenu. We assume that the same machlokas, whether you go after rove badinimamanis, would be if you go after the chazaka of the umdina badinimamanis, if it's pretty clear circumstantial evidence, what happened. So, lema, Rav de Amr Kriv Acha. Rav says you follow the rove. Maybe he follows Rav Acha, because Rav Acha says, Gamal achor ben agmalim, you go after to what you assume occurred. Ushmol damar ketanakama. So we should say maybe this is a machlokes. Tanoim, earlier Tanoim, again, the chazaka by, the machlokes by chazaka would be the same machlokes by rov. So would we say that? So the Gemara says, maybe not. Right, that kind of question already lends itself to rejection. Should we say that chazaka and rov are parallel? The Gemara says no. Who says they have to be parallel? Says the Gemara, Amalek HaRav, no. I, who say that you go after the rove, I could go like the Tanakama that says you don't go after the Chazaka. Arkan lokamar Tanakama hasam el dolaz in baza Chazaka. Over there, the Tanakama says you don't go after circumstantial evidence. You don't go after Chazaka. Aval basa ruba azlinon. But you'd go after the Rove. Rove is stronger. This gets into how does Rove work, how does Chazaka work. As we mentioned one of the Achronim yesterday, maybe Rove is a Birur. That's why it's stronger. It's Mevarer what happened. Chazaka, you don't know what happened, so you can assume this. Right? So Rav says, maybe you go after the Rove, maybe you don't go after Chazaka. Ushmol Amalcha, just the opposite. Anad Ami Afilo Rabbi Acha. Maybe I could all like Rabbi Acha. You don't go after the Rove, but you do go after Chazaka. Ad Kalakam Rabbi Acha, Haslam, Elodazlin, and Basar Chazaka. There you go to Chazaka. Why? To Hu Gufei Muchzak. Because this is the state of the Umdina that is for sure happened. Hu Gufa Muchzak. Right? You go after the Umdina. Aval Basar Ruba. But going after the Rove, Hozlinan. Maybe you wouldn't go after the Rove. Rove would be different, and therefore Rove would not be able to be Machria in this case. Let's just talk about the last line, and then we'll go back to the first line. Maybe you don't go after the Rove, says Shmuel, even if you don't go after a Chazaka. The Rashbam adds in one phrase. The Rashbam adds in one phrase. Maybe you don't go after the Rove. You look about the 15th line or 18th line in the wide lines, says the Rashbam, to Gufa Muchzak, v'kivet shu omei besido azlina basar umdina. You go after the umdina, you go after the Chazaka. Aval basar ruba, delesa kamon, lo azlinan. But going after the Rove, you don't go after, but he adds in two words. Ruba de lesa kamon. The Rove of lesa kamon, the statistical Rove, that's what the Rashbam is calling in our case. Meaning, most oxen that have blood on their, that are jumping around and known as wild, that stand next to dead oxen, so statistics are that the ox A killed ox B. You don't have a Rove de Issa Kamon. What's a Ruba de Issa Kamon? A Rove that's in front of you. You have 10 stores, 9 of them are kosher, 1 are not kosher. You found a piece of meat, you don't know which store it came from. That's a Ruba de Issa Kamon. Ruba de Lesa Kamon is what we call a statistical Rove. In this situation, this is the probability of what happened. Or most women give birth in the 9th month. Or most boys and girls turn out to be a Swiss or an Islandess. Right? Statistical Roves. That's a Ruba de Lesa Kamon. So the Rashbam says, yeah, you don't go by a Ruba de Lesa Kamon. What does the Rashbam sound like? But he's limiting? Meaning a Ruba de Issa Kamon you would go by? Even if you don't go by a Ruba de Lesa Kamon, Ruba de Kamon you would go by? Which is stronger? If we would have to say logically, it's not so clear. Both Roves seem to have strong issues. On the one hand, a Ruba de Issa Kamon, the majority is staring at you in the face. You see the 9 kosher stores. So that makes it stronger. On the other hand, a Ruba de Lesa Kamon is tried and proven and probability. This has happened thousands of times. Right? So which is stronger? From the Gemara in Chulin, which is the source for a Rove, you get the impression that Ruba de Issa Kamon is stronger. Because the Gemara there quotes a source for going after the Rove. Acherav Mahatos. And then the Gemara says, fine, I understand you go by the Rove by Aruba de Issa Kamon. How do you know you even go by the Rove by Aruba de Lesa Kamon? That's the Gemara's flow. Kamash Balan. So just from that source, right, the Yud Aleph and Aleph and Chulin. Ruba de Issa Kamon, Kigon Tescha, Nuyos Vesanhedrin, Lokami Boilon. Kikami Boilon, Ruba de Lesa Kamon, Kigon Katan Victana, Minalon. So the fact that the Gemara is still asking that sounds like it is weaker. But the way that many assume, because there's evidence to the other way also, that it's not just stronger or weaker, it's just different. They work in different ways. How do they work in different ways? Rav Shimon Shkop spoke about this, the exact chakira that we just mentioned. Rav Shimon Shkop says, Ruba de Lesa Kamon is a mivarer. Ruba de Issa Kamon, why should I assume that this piece of meat came from the kosher stores and not the non-kosher stores? I have no idea, because there happened to be 9 kosher stores standing in front of me. But I still don't know what happened. So that's why Rav Shimon Shkop says here in the Shar Yosher in the beginning of Shar Gimel that when it comes to Issa Kamon, that's a hanhaga. You don't know what to do. So this is what you do. But when it comes to Lesa Kamon, we assume this is what happened. because statistics have proven that this is what happened, and therefore this is what happened. Says Rav Shimon Shkapalafiza, Shnei Inyane Rov Elu Nifradim Hema. Ruba de Isa Kaman Eno Mevaris Hamatsius Klum. Vinishar Hasafik Kamoba Mechsal Mechsa. Rakla Inyan Hachras Hadin. Mahani Rov Zekamoba Dayanim. Ruba de Lesa Kaman Hu Inyan Birur. Levarer Ula Hachria Es Hamatsius. Shaomra Torolanu Lismoch Albirze Bein Lakula Ubein Lachumra. That's the way that Rav Shimon Shkap formulates Ruba de Isa Kaman, Ruba de Lesa Kaman. If you look at Rabbi Yosef Engel, in the Beis HaOtzar, he has a different formulation. He has, the question is, do we have a suffix without the miut and the rove, or does the miut create the suffix? Meaning, Ruba de Isa Kaman, the miut creates the suffix. We have a piece of meat. We don't know where it came from. Because there are 9 kosher, 1 not kosher, that's why we have a suffix here. And it's a Ruba de Isa Kaman, the miut creates the suffix. But Ruba de Lesa Kaman, the miut doesn't create the suffix. It's different. You have a woman, in our case, you don't know when the ox, what happened with the ox. Right? You don't know. But what, the meat of animals in the world that have miscarriages? That has nothing to do with us. It's not that meat creates the suffix. We have a suffix without the rove and the meat. We don't know what happened. Right? That's a different type of suffix. A child, you don't know if he's going to turn into a saurus or a girl, an islandess. Right, we don't know a reality right now. We have to use the rove and the miut in order to help us out. It's not that the rove and the miut create our suffix. They help solve our suffix. Right, so it's kind of opposite how it works in Ruba de Isa Kaman and Ruba de Lasa Kaman. That's the Beis HaOtzar's formulation. It's just different than the first formulation that we had from Rav Shimon Shkap on page 71 in the Beis HaOtzar. Okay, a lot more, but we'll leave it at that. But that was the Rashbam's line of Ruba de Lasa Kaman, would it work? Maybe Ruba de Isa Kaman would work. Paskening based on Umdana, though, is this larger issue, which we've mentioned in the past already in this Masechta. We're not going to go through it so much right now, but just remember there's a big sugya about how much you could paskin based on umdina, based on circumstantial evidence. By dine mamanis, by yisur v'heter, what if a dayan has a feeling, has a hunch, right, but he can't prove it? How much could a dayan, how much flexibility is there for a dayan? In both directions. He has a hunch what happened, or he has a hunch that something is fishy here. It was called din maruma. Right? Something's not right here. I know the Edom came, and I know this, but he has a feeling that, something is not right. How much flexibility does he have? Edus umdina, or possibly based on umdina. So here, this is related to that. Gamal ha'ocher ben agmala. Okay, weiter, here we go, Tashma. So why has this daf and a half been brought here? Because of the following. Now we're going to bring our Mishnah, Hamocher Peros, we bring our Mishnah to relate to the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. Tashma, second wide line, Hamocher Peros lachavero. Vizarn velot samchu, I bought fruit from my friend, and I planted them, and they didn't grow. V'yafilu zarapishtan, even zarapishtan, which is usually used for planting and not eating, even there, enu chayabach reyusan. I'm still not, the seller is still not chayabach reyus. Why? Because he can still say, I thought you were going to eat it. I didn't know you were going to plant it. So, mayafilu, what does it mean, even Zerapishtan? Lava filu Zerapishtan deruba lezriya zavni. Isn't how we read the Mishnah, how we thought we read the Mishnah. Even Zerapishtan, which most people buy in order to seed, and still, via filu achi, lo azlina, basa ruba, you don't go after the rove. Isn't the Mishnah beferish akasha on Rav Arayat to Shmuel? Our Mishnah seems to say, you don't go after the rove, adini mamanis, because here, the rove would be that you bought it to seed, and therefore the seller is responsible. But you don't say that. So isn't our Mishnah a raya against Rav? Answer, correct. Our Mishnah is a raya to Shmuel, but there's another Tana out there that Rav could hold like. So it's okay. Tanoi hi, titanya, hamochaperes lachaver, bizarre, no samchu, zerone gina, she'eno nechalin, chayev achriusan. Right, the Brisa says, if I sell something that is totally inedible, so then 100%, that's not a rove, that's kol, then for sure it was only bought to seed, and therefore the seller is chayav achrayus. Zera pishton ain't a chayav achriusan. Zera pishton is not chayav achrayus. He's not, because he could say, I thought you bought it in order to eat. Right, that Tanakama is like Shmuel. Tanakama is just like our Mishnah. But we continue, Rabbi Yossi Omer, no sin lo deme zera, no. Right, we say he has to pay him to mezera. Why? Because you go after the rove. Rashbam sherov pishtan sheba olam nizra. You do go after the rove, right? And therefore, that's like Rav. So Rav has a tana like him. Amrulo, they said back, as we'll see, the Amrulo is really a third opinion. It's not just the second and same opinion as the Tanakama. Amru lo, harbe lo chinos ol zerum achirim. What do you mean? A lot of people buy it for other purposes. So, my Tanoi. Who are these, the Gemara explicates, who are these Tanoim like? Ilema Rabbi Yossi v'amru lo. Is the Machlokas Tanoim that we want to parallel? The Rabbi Yossi and the Amru lo, Travayo Basaruba Asli. No, those two say the same thing. Those two say you go after the Rov. So who are the two Tanoim that we're talking about here? So Mar Azel Basaruba de Inshi, or Mar Azel Basaruba de Zriya. As the Rashbam explains, right? One opinion says you go after most of the people who buy, most people buy for what purposes? Most people buy for planting purposes, not eating purposes. Or do you go buy most of the seeds that are bought in the world? I mean, there could be one person, farmer, that buys so many seeds to plant that that's a rove more than other people that just buy seeds in order to eat. But both of them, says the Gemara, go buy a rove. So both would follow Rav's opinion. So who's Shmuel? So Ella, Itanakama Rabbi Yossi, Itanakama Va'amrulo. Like we said, the Tanakama is Shmuel's opinion. Right? Rabbi Yossi or the Amrulo, both of those could be Rav's opinion, depending on which rove, how you define the rove. Like the question we just asked before, how do you define your population? Do you go by the people who buy? Do you go by the items that are bought? Right, the question about the rove. So either way, we have a machlokas tanoim, and therefore there is no problem with Rav and Shmuel. Period. Tana Rabbanan, we continue. Ma'u no sin lo. So how much does he have to pay? Right, Rabbi Yossi says he has to pay. Or the Rashbam explains in our Mishnah when it's zerone gila sheina nechalin. What if it's the inedible seeds that everybody agrees you have to pay? Because those are for sure sold for seeding, and it didn't work for seeding. He can't say there, oh, I thought you were going to eat it, because nobody eats it. So what do you have to pay for that, in that case? So, mao, no, say lo, demei zera v'lo hotza. Tanakama says he has to pay for the seeds. He does not have to pay for the expenses that the buyer went through planting these seeds that didn't work. V'yesh omrim af hotza. And some say no, he even has to pay for the expenses, that he incurred because it was still the seller's fault. Tosfos says this Yesh Omrim is not like other Yesh Omrims. Other Yesh Omrims are Rabbi Nassan. This Yesh Omrim is Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, as we're about to see. Man Yesh Omrim, Amar Rav Chizda, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel he. This Yesh Omrim that says that you have to pay even for the expenses is Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Shita, which Rabbi Shimon Gamliel we'll see in a minute. But first, why is it that this Shita would say they have to pay the expenses? Machlokas Rishonim. Rashbam says, V'nira be'enai deknasahu. It's a knas. It's a fine. Meaning, Mikra, then you shouldn't have to pay for the expenses. You just sold them the seeds. And it's grumma, let's say, for the expenses. So that's why you'd be pater. But if you look in the Rashba, if you look in the Ritva, if you look in the other Rishonim here, no. It's Mikra din because of garmi. This is not just grumma. This is garmi. As we discussed at length earlier in the Masechta, the differences between Grama and Garmi, and sometimes there are cases of Machlokas, like here's one of them. Is this a case of Grama and Garmi? The Rashbam seems to say it's Grama, because he says you only chayiv mishum knas. While the Ramban and the Ritva and others say no, that this is a case of Garmi, right? The Ritva, I'll read it from the Ritva here. The Ritva says, Yesh mefarshim matam mishum dina de Garmi. Right, the Ritva is quoting the Rashba here. V'ze'eno, the Ritva himself says, I don't think so. Di'imkein ki amrina man yishomrim, neima Rabbi Meir he, d'zonin dinin de Garmi. If this is Garmi, the Gemara knows who holds of Garmi always. Rabbi Meir is always of the opinion. Ela vadai delo kimle, itevi hamidina desara garmi dizakin chayiv, ihavi mishum takanta o knasa. The Gemara is not clear what the reason for the chiyuv is, and that's why the Gemara does not say Rabbi Meir Garmi, but this is a machlokas Rishonim, whether this is Garmi or this is Grama. There is a daya out there that this is Garmi. Sometimes there are machlokos about cases. Good. Let's continue. So, hey, Rav Shimon Gamliel. So, which is the Rav Shimon Gamliel that holds that you would have to pay even the Demei Hotza? So, Elaim, Rav Shimon Gamliel de Masnisan, is it Rav Shimon Gamliel in our Mishnah de Tan? Our Mishnah says, Hamochem beres lechaber v'zar, v'lot samchu, v'avilo zera pishtan, eno chaya bachar yusan. That was a Tanakama, that you always, the mocher is pater, eim a seifa, and the seifa of our Mishnah says, Rav Shimon Gamliel omer, zero negina, she nechalan chaya bachar yusan. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, the seeds that are not edible, chaya bachar yusan. So that's the Rav Shimon Gamliel that we're talking about. So the Gemara says, that can't be why. Tanakama nami achi ka'amar. The Tanakama isn't arguing there. Shugam Liel is just expanding on the Tanakama. He also holds Zera Pishton Udeino Chai Bechri Yusan. Only Zera Pishton does the seller not have to pay back, because there's a miyut, and there he's not Chai Bechriyas. Hazeroni Gina Sheinana Chalin Chai Bechri Yusan. So that can't be the Reb Shimon Gamliel that we're talking about, because there's no machlokas. It's the Rabbanan too. Elalav Hotsa Yikibinayu. Maybe, what's the machlokas then between the Tanakam and Reb Shimon Gamliel? Maybe the issue is Hotsa, about our issue, and it is Reb Shimon Gamliel. Mar Savar Dmeho Zero, my Savar Af Hotsa. So maybe our Mishnah is Reb Shimon Gamliel. Maybe the Mishnah reflects a machlokas, and the machlokas in our Mishnah is about the Dmei Hotsa. Reb Shimon Gamliel is saying you have to pay for the Dmei Hotsa, and he's the author of the Yesh Omrim in the Brisa up above. That's the Gemara's suggestion. So the Gemara says, Mimai, Dilma Ifra. How do you know? We're grasping for straws, trying to figure out what the machlokas is in the Mishnah. So we suggest it's based on the Dmei Hotsa, whether you have to pay that or not. So fine, but how do you know which way it goes? Maybe Reb Shimon Gamliel is the one that says you're pater on the Dmei Hotsa. Right? No shita gives it away. So the Gemara says, no, halo kasha. Kol tana basra l'tfuye milsa kasi. Whenever you have a second opinion in a Mishnah, it's to add on to the first opinion. And here, the Tanakama already says you're chayiv on something by Zeroni Gina. So Reb Shimon Gamliel must be saying you're chayiv even on the Dmei Hotsa. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Maybe there's not even two shitas in our Mishnah. V'dilma kula Reb Shimon Gamliel v'chzuri mechzura. This is fascinating, because most of the time we say chzuri mechzura just because we're stuck. We have no answer. We're like, okay, fine. Chzuri mechzura. Here, the Gemara is even suggesting it, right? As if to say that, again, we're trying to find a raya. So if this type of machlokas, the Gemara often says chzuri mechzura. A machlokas, which you do not have to interpret as a machlokas, you know, is often. But here, it's interesting that the Gemara uses it as a suggestion, and not just because it's boxed into a corner. So maybe it's Reb Shimon Gamliel chzuri mechzura. V'hachi k'tani. Hamocha beres l'chaveiro v'zarim v'lo tzamcho afilo zera pishton eino chayev achar yusan. Divrei Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. She Reb Shimon Gamliel omer, because he says zero negina shin nechal en chayev achar yusan. So the Gemara says, rejects the Mishnah's the possibility. Meaning, we're looking for the Reb Shimon Gamliel, who holds you have to pay even for the expenses. It can't be Reb Shimon Gamliel from the Mishnah. It's got to be somewhere else. So, Ella, ha Reb Shimon Gamliel. Maybe it's Reb Shimon Gamliel in a totally different context. Titania, the Brisa says, Hamo lechitim litchon velo lisason. If somebody brings wheat to a grinder in order to grind it to bread, and the way that you're supposed to grind it into bread is to first moisten it before you grind it. But this grinder didn't moisten it. Velo lisason, it didn't moisten it beforehand, and therefore the bread that was made, the bran that was made, was inferior because he didn't do the process correctly. Va'asan subin omursan, and he only made the lower, inferior type. Kemach lenachtom va'afod pasni polin, or he gave flour to the baker and he only made bad bread. Behema latabach v'nivla, or he gave an animal to a butcher and the butcher didn't shecht it properly, made it into an avela. In all these cases where I gave raw materials to someone to do something for me, chayiv mebnei shukanosi sachar. So he's chayiv because he's like a shomer sachar. The buyer, the worker, is like a shomer sachar. The Gemara Baba Kama says he is a shomer sachar. The Rashbam quotes the Gemara there, and therefore it's his responsibility. Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer, nosin lo dmei boshto udmei boshes archav. Not only does he have to pay for it, he has to pay for the embarrassment that he invited all these people over and he didn't have meat, and the people don't have what to eat, so he also has to pay for the embarrassment. Okay, one machlokas. We continue. V'chein ha'ir v'shem gamliel omer. Another thing v'shem gamliel says, mina gadol ha'ir v'shalayim, ha'moser sud l'chaveiro, v'kilkala. If I told you, please make a big meal for me, and you messed up for some reason, demotin ha'dmei bashto, d'mei boshes archav, you have to pay for the embarrassment. Od mina gadol ha'ir v'shalayim. Also here, Mapa Prusa Agabe HaPesach, Kozman Shema, whenever people used to put curtains outside their front door. So, and there was a sign for Archim to come in. Kozman Shema Mapa Prusa, whenever the Mapa was Parus, held up, Archim Nechnas, and then Archim know that they could come in, and it's open season for at the meal. Nistalka HaMapa Ein Archim Nechnas in. But once the Mapa was removed, then Archim, cannot come in. Says the, Gemara then, so maybe this is the machlokas between Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and the Tanakama, whether you have to pay the extra, just like in our case, whether you have to pay the Dmei Yitzia, so to here, do you have to pay the Dmei Boshes, right? That is possibly, we're suggesting, the machlokas Tanan. That is how the Rashbam explains. Tosfos here quotes the idea of Adam Mu'ad La'olam, getting into the issues of the why the worker is responsible here, right? And the Tosfos quotes right in the middle, Adam Mu'ad La'olam. So based on this, there's the Chashuki Chema here quotes a case that is, I saw it also in the Harevna, so it must have been repeated there. Adam Mu'ad La'olam. There were two roommates. One roommate comes back late at night, he comes back to the room, he gets into his pajamas, and he's very thirsty. So he takes a cup from the, that he found on the table there, and he fills it up with water, he drinks it, and it tastes a little bitter when he drinks it, as you know. The next morning he finds out that the cup that was on the table, the roommate, before he had gone to sleep, was sleeping when he came back, had put his contact lenses in the cup. And this guy had drunk the guy's contact lenses. And the question is, does he have to pay for the contact lenses? This was a case that he was asked. Do you say this? So he says, Adamu'ala'olam. So he says, machlokas, between his brother-in-law, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, and his father-in-law, Rav Eliashiv. He asked Rav Chaim Kanievsky, he says, he has to pay, Adamu'ala'olam, afilu ba'ones, va'od. And since he felt it was a little bitter, hayalav lachush. I don't understand that. He only felt it was bitter after he drank it already. Okay, but he quotes Rav Eliashiv, who says, no. He's pater, for three reasons. Why? Number one, he didn't do a Maisa Hezek. He did a Maisa Shtia. That's a Maisa Hezek. Number two, Lo Ala Bedaito Shebekos Yesh Adashos. Who keeps contact lenses in the cup on the table? You know, why am I supposed to think that? Right? You have these little things that you put your contact lenses in. You don't put them in a cup. Lo Ala Bedaito Shebekos Yesh Adashos. Favi Ka'onis Gomor. That's a machlo, we discussed that. Tosas and Babakama, Chav Zainish, right, discusses. Maybe by own as Gomer, your pater. And number three, Habailim Huha Hashem B'kol HaSipur. Shiniach Dover, Kol Kach Yakar, Kmo Adashot, B'toch HaKos, U'B'machal HaMashut of L'Rabim. And therefore he thinks you would be pater in this, case. And then Rav, the Chajay Chema here expands a very important yesod. He says, what's the first point? He did a Maisa Shtia. What do you mean he did a Maisa Shtia instead of a Maisa Hezek? Sometimes you have to look at the case and define it in halacha, and sometimes it's a little tricky. There is a Chazon Ish. It's a very tragic case, but it's an important yesod. The case is, that was asked, they say, to the story that I heard that was behind this Chazon Ish was that there was a truck driver. And the truck driver was going down, and all of a sudden, he lost the brakes went out of his truck. And he's heading towards an area where there were a lot of people. And he didn't know what to do, so instead of driving into a lot of people, his brakes were out, he swerved and killed one person. Because on the side of the road where the case was, there was only one person, and in front of him, he would have killed a lot of people. So in this way, he only killed one person instead of killing a lot of people. That was the case. He comes to the Chazon Ish and says, how do I do tshuva for this? What do I do tshuva for? And was I allowed to do it? Maybe I should have been Shev Al Tasa. The brakes are out. What am I supposed to do? I know I'm about to kill a lot of people, Rahman al-Islan, but I did an act. I turned the wheel and killed someone who was not in danger, who wouldn't have been killed. That's an amazing question, Rahman al-Islan, a tragic question that is dealt with by the Chazon Ish. I thought I brought the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish in Sanhedrin in Simon Chafei, where he talks about his cases. There's an arrow. Right, so he says in that case, you move the arrow. You turn the wheel, you did the right thing. Why? Because that's not defined as a Maisa Ritzicha. That's defined as a Maisa Hatzala. That's a Maisa Hatzala. You're saving. You're right, you're killing somebody, Rahman al-Islam, but you're saving. Aval HaToyas HaChetz Mitzad Zeh Letzad Acher Hi Ba Ikara Pu'ulas Hatzala Ve'ina Kshura Klal Baharigas HaYachid Shebetzad Acher Rak Achshav B'mikre Nimsa Betzad Acher Nefesh Mi'Yisrael. You look at the act of, you are saving all these people. You're turning away. Lamaisa, it's ending up, but you separate the actions. He says it's a possibility. Again, it's a tragic case to talk about, but it's a possibility. So the Chashuk Echemir quotes that Chazon Ish in terms of definition of actions, on a much less extreme case, a Maisa Shtia versus a Maisa Hezek in this case, and therefore another reason why Rabbi Yashav said he would be Pater. Okay, we'll have to stop here by the Mishnah, by the Shem. We will continue as we read Hamocher Peirus.